I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
CNN is now calling for more white people to be killed so we can get police reform. Maxine Waters is in over the weekend in Minnesota demanding that more people get in the streets and we get more in their face and we show more anger. A couple hours later, not one but two National Guard troops were shot at. Just random shooting at them, right? Random. We are seeing defund the police happen all over the country. And now we have the other side, and that's what Republican conservative governors are doing. For example, Governor Ron DeSantis is now signing a Florida anti-riot bill. The reason why he's doing this is because he wants people to know that there are actual consequences when you riot. Now, you look at New York, for example, they passed these defund the police laws. And we found out that there was a police officer that was assaulted and the man was let out with no bail after assaulting an undercover police officer because of the new rules, regulations, laws in New York. You had a judge, Supreme Court judge, that said, my hands are now tied because of these new laws. Nothing I can do. This is it. We are now going to let people beat cops, assault cops, attack cops, and they can now get out with not having to post a single dollar in bail. There are two ways you can go now. You can be defund the police, anti-police, have massive high crime rates. We are even seeing victims that are being championed to raise money for Black Lives Matter that are now turning on Black Lives Matter. Breonna Taylor's mother came out in a Facebook post attacking Black Lives Matter, saying they're nothing but a fraud. They've never done anything for us. They're now asking questions. Where's the money going? This after Facebook and Twitter did everything they could to protect a story from going viral. A story about the co-founder of Black Lives Matter who's buying up millions of dollars in real estate all over the country. And the people that are actually the victims of these crimes that are being championed to raise money for the Black Lives Matter organization are now saying they didn't do crap for us. Where is the money? Where's all the money going that they're raising? Where is the money? Now, I want to get back to Governor DeSantis real quick, and this is what every governor in America, in my opinion, especially conservative governors, should be doing. We should be doing the opposite of defunding the police. We should be funding the police. We should do everything we can to make sure we have law and order. We shouldn't allow for anarchy and rioting and looting to take place in these major cities, just like in Portland. They're even attacking the stores that support them. Apple has given out insane amounts of money to Black Lives Matter cause. They even put a mural of George Floyd up in one of their stores, in front of their store, which became iconic, which then was donated. And they decided, yeah, let's torch that store. Nike giving tons of money to Black Lives Matter organizations, right? What happened? Their store looted. The Apple store, when it was put on fire, arsonists decided to burn down the store. There were two security guards inside. I guess they were going to burn them alive. But don't worry, we can't denounce any of that, right? Because it's under the name of Black Lives Matter. Governor DeSantis said, not in my state. You're not going to riot and loot in my state and get away with it. We're not going to change the laws where you can assault police officers like in New York, and then we'll let you out with no bail. We're not doing that. Uh-uh. What we're going to do in our state is we're going to sign an anti-riot bill, and if you get arrested in a riot, it is going to be hell to pay because we actually believe in law and order. Take a listen to what DeSantis said when he walked up to the podium.
Been here in the state of Florida, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to protect the people of our great state, people's businesses and property against any type of mob activity or violent assemblies. And so we had a bold vision. We worked with President Wilton Simpson and Speaker Chris Sprouse to get it done. They were able to successfully do it. And so we're here today being prepared now to sign that bill into law. I think it's really remarkable if you look at the breadth of this particular piece of legislation. It is the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the country. And there's just nothing even close. The bill does a number of things. One, it tackles head-on this idea that we've seen last summer and then we still see today that there should be a movement to defund law enforcement. Now, obviously, the state of Florida, we're not going to do that under my leadership, but if a local government were to do that, that would be catastrophic and have terrible consequences for their citizens. And so this bill actually prevents against local governments defunding law enforcement. We'll be able to stop it at the state level. And if you look at some of these places that have done this, they've already seen crime go up, even just diverting some of the funding to this. And so it's an insane theory. It's not going to be allowed to ever carry the day in the state of Florida. And this tool, this bill gives us the tools to make sure that that doesn't happen. It also holds local governments accountable if they fail. If we saw last summer, some of the local governments were actually telling, not necessarily in Florida, but throughout the country, basically telling these folks to stand down, telling police to stand down while cities burnt.
I want you to really think about what this government is now doing. He's giving a level of accountability for a state for law and order. In other words, you have a lot of conservative states that have liberal cities. And those liberal cities were allowed to burn. These stand-down orders happened, which were a huge problem. These are things that happen in lawless cities. And what Governor DeSantis is saying is, we are going to hold these cities in our state accountable if you allow for instability in your city. If you start pushing for these radical agenda items, which are telling the police stand down and allow cities to burn, allowing for anarchy to take place at the hands of lawlessness and the Black Lives Matter Antifa groups, or any group for that matter, not just these, but any group, we're going to hold you accountable. You can't just decide that you're going to support certain laws and look the other way when it fits your political agenda, because this is nothing but a political agenda of the left. What Governor DeSantis in Florida understands is you can't have a state where certain laws are looked at in one part of the state and then the same laws are overlooked in other parts of the state solely based on political reasons, which is why his new anti-riot bill clearly states you can't just decide telling your local police to stand down and let a city burn for political reasons is appropriate or okay, and we will hold you accountable as a state if you do that.
While businesses were burnt, while people were being harmed, that's a dereliction of duty. And so what our bill says that I'll sign into law today is that if you're derelicting your duty as a local government, if you tell law enforcement to stand down, then you're responsible for the damage that ensues. And if someone's been harmed or their property has been destroyed, then they can sue you for compensation.
I want you to think about what he just did there. He just did accountability 101. You have a business, right? You pay your property taxes. You have a home. You pay your property taxes. You invest in property. You pay property taxes. And what has happened in so many places around the country, whether it be Baltimore, Portland, or Minneapolis, right, or Seattle, the list goes, or St. Louis, Ferguson, others like that. What happens, what we have seen happen, Atlanta, D.C., I mean, there's so many cities where this has happened. And what you see is you see these law-abiding citizens, many of them minorities, by the way, that are having their stores looted, their small businesses destroyed, and they don't have the insurance coverage to come back from it. They don't have the ability to rebuild. They're just done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what Governor DeSantis says, if you deliberately, as a locally elected body, tell the police to stand down, or you allow this anarchy to happen and you don't try to stop it, and this does happen, you will be on the hook financially and our citizens will be able to sue you. You will not be protected from advocating and supporting lawlessness. Now, if you decide to continue to go down this leftist road of wokeness and you want to continue doing what we've seen happen in so many cities, that's your choice. But there will be a financial obligation from you afterwards to clean it up and fix it and to repay the people that have lost. Because think about this from a financial economic standpoint. Let's say you're a small business owner. Let's say you own a house. Let's say you own a storefront or whatever it may be, and it gets torched because the police walk away because they're being told to walk away, right? Let's say your neighborhood gets taken over and they set up a new city like the city of Chaz or Chop or whatever the hell you want to call it. And then there's this control of this community by anarchists and your business is destroyed and people can't get to your business and financially you are suffocated because of lawlessness. You have the ability to now sue for those lost earnings and wages. Not just the damage to your property, but also the loss of business caused by the decisions of these local elected woke elected officials who believe that this is good politically for them to have your business be burned. What Governor DeSantis is doing in a very calm and collected and brilliant way is say, you get to decide, but we will have laws that hold you accountable when you decide to go out there and support this criminal activity.
Also have penalties for people that commandeer highways, which we saw in other parts of the country. Just think about it. You're driving home from work, and all of a sudden you have people out there shutting down a highway. And we worked hard to make sure that didn't happen in Florida. They start to do that, there needs to be swift penalties, and that's something that just cannot happen. We also saw around the country people toppling monuments of people like George Washington. This bill protects all monuments in Florida. You have no right to go in and take down monuments. We're not going to let the mob win the day with that. Bill also includes liability for mob intimidation. If you think about it, we saw images of people just sitting outside, eating at a restaurant, and then you have this crazed mob circle around them and start screaming and really intimidating. I'm sorry, that's unacceptable. You're going to be held accountable. Mind your own business and leave people alone if they're not bothering you.
Again, notice what Governor DeSantis is describing here. And the reason why I'm going through this point by point is because it's a playbook for success in dealing with Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the anarchists in this country. All he is doing here is saying we are going to make sure that law and order is restored. We're going to make sure that there's no loopholes and caveats for local elected officials to support, for their political reasons, anarchy. Can you shut down interstates? No. Can you surround people's cars? No. Can you burn down their businesses? No. Now, this applies, by the way, to the KKK. This applies to any organization, right? It's not just Black Lives Matter, which is the one that's doing it, but this is a law that is universal across any extremist group, any anarchist out there, whether it be Occupy Wall Street, whether it be Fight for 15, whether it be the white supremacists, whether it be idiots in general that for whatever reason decide to be stupid, whether it be a dirt bike club or an ATV club, it doesn't matter. What Governor DeSantis is rolling out here, and you notice in his voice, he's not angry, right? This isn't some sales pitch. This is just, this is probably one of the best boring press conferences I've ever heard from a governor. He's not trying to grab headlines here. If you listen to his tone, his voice, he's not out there screaming and yelling. He's not trying to turn this into political war. He's simply stating that in Florida, we are going to have an anti-riot bill which protects law-abiding citizens, their property, their businesses, and in a way of life that is around law and order. If you want to act a fool, go do it in Minneapolis. Go do it in San Francisco. Go do it in woke Seattle or Denver, Colorado. Go do it in New York or Baltimore, D.C., not in the state of Florida anywhere. We are a state that has law and order, and other governors should pay attention to what Governor DeSantis is doing. And there are people, by the way, that I laugh at this. There are people saying, well, the only reason why Governor DeSantis is doing this is because he's thinking about running for president. That's absurd. Governor DeSantis is doing this because he's a really good governor, which is the reason why so many people are talking about him possibly running for president. The guy's doing one hell of a job down there. The guy understands the Constitution. He sides on the side of freedom instead of lockdowns. He's sided on the side of business owners instead of anarchists. He has sided on the side of law and order instead of chaos in the streets. Whether it be dealing with COVID-19, he showed sensible approaches to mass mandates, to shutdowns. Remember, he's the first governor to come out and say, we're not doing a passport here. We're not going to use people's decision on to get a vaccine or not against them. We're not going to hold them hostage in our state. We're not going to allow for, in fact, we're going to make sure it's against the law to have a COVID-19 passport, a medical passport. We don't do that here. This governor is a governor that consistently understands freedom, the Constitution, and the rights of law-abiding citizens. That's all he's doing here. Now, Governor DeSantis also saved the best part of this bill for his last point that he made at this press conference, laying out how we are a state of law and order. We don't allow people to surround people while they're having dinner and scream at them. We don't allow people to shut down highways. We don't allow people to destroy and loot businesses. We don't allow people to bust windows and loot stores and riot because they don't get their way. We don't allow that to happen. We don't allow people to set up their own cities or states or countries like the city of Chop or Chaz. We don't allow for local elected officials to tell the police to stand down. We're a law and order state. No matter who's doing the anarchy, whether it's the KKK or Antifa, Black Lives Matter, we are a law and order state. And if you in these liberal communities decide to go against this state law, that's fine. You're going to be held financially responsible for your inaction. This is a real bill worth the paper it is actually printed on. It is worth the signature of an elected official. This is exactly what we should have in this country. Law and order. And if you decide to go against law and order, if you decide to attack police, if you decide to burn cities down, if you decide to surround people and stop traffic to make a political statement, you will be arrested. It's an anti-riot bill. We're not putting up with this crap. Now, the most important part of this bill, and this is what you need to be advocating for your elected official to do where you live, is this.
Finally, and probably maybe most importantly, if you riot, if you loot, if you harm others, particularly if you harm a law enforcement officer during one of these violent assemblies, you're going to jail. We're going to hold you accountable, and we're not going to end up like Portland, where this is just a daily occurrence where these people are doing this. They get arrested, they have their mugshot taken, and then they get put right back on the street to do it again. So I think this bill that I'll sign into law shows the state of Florida takes public safety very seriously. We believe in making sure that our streets are safe. We want to make sure that our cities are prosperous. We want to make sure folks are protected. And there should be no doubt, the minute I sign this bill into law, anybody who wears the uniform in service of protecting the public, this bill will make very clear.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The state of Florida stands with you.
Think about the message that was just sent from this governor to everyone in law enforcement in the country. What this law does is it says law enforcement is important, it is valuable, it is needed. We want you here. We will protect you here. We will defend you here. You will be treated with respect here. We are not going to allow your life's work to be marginalized. We are not going to allow you to have a target on your back. We are not going to treat you like you are the enemy when you are obviously the opposite of the enemy. We are going to treat you with dignity and respect. Second part about this bill that I really hope people understand and put it into context, okay? Really, really look at this and put this into context. The other part about this bill that I absolutely love is the fact that he's protecting minority communities. If you look at where things have been torched, right, where things have been, where the anarchy and the crisis has happened, if you really, really, really look at it, it's minority communities. He is protecting and defending minority communities right now. That's what he's doing here. You have a governor that's saying, I am willing to fight to make sure that minority communities are not destroyed. The cities that have burned, the neighborhoods that have burned, have not been the suburbs, white, other part of the country. When you see these grocery stores that are burned, these Target stores that are burned, the Walmart stores that are burned, it's in areas that desperately need those stores, those areas that many refer to as a food desert. Right? That's what we witness. That's what we see is these food desert areas where these stores are needed. When you see these auto parts stores that are torched, the liquor stores that are torched, it's in the communities in which they need these. These businesses are being destroyed predominantly are minority-owned businesses. He's saying no more. We're not going to allow this to happen anymore. We're not going to support people to create and in the name of we are angry, destroy local communities, which they live in. This bill, if the media was being intellectually honest, would be the story that would be told is Governor DeSantis protects minority communities more than any other governor in America, because that's what he just did here. He is protecting minority communities more than any other community. That's what you should do. Right? This is a move that should be celebrated by minorities. But no. They say this bill is somehow, and this is their words, racist. How dare you protect and defend police officers? You can't do that right now. How dare you stand and say that people that riot and loot and burn down our cities, how dare you say they should go to jail for that? How dare you say that people should be arrested if they shut down and stop traffic? How dare you say that that's what should happen? This is the logic of the left. Now, if this bill is copied nationwide, we will become a much, much more organized and lawful country. And the places that refuse to do this, the states that refuse to do this, they are going to continue to be states that people disappear from, that they leave. Why do you think so many people are leaving right now from so many different states? Why do you think it's happening where California is a massive exodus? Why do you think more people are leaving San Francisco than any other state in America? City, I should say, in America, major city in America. Because people want to feel safe. It actually is that simple. People just want to be safe. They're leaving because they realize that the police are not able to keep them safe. The defund the police, the instability in the community, the fact that anarchists can take over the streets and the police can't fight back, the fact their hands are tied behind their back because of local elected officials, the fact that you can attack a police officer in New York now because of their new laws and you can let them out without even having to post bail, that tells you everything you need to know. There are two different Americas right now. One where people are advocating for law and order, and one where people are advocating for total anarchy. Florida and Governor DeSantis are choosing law and order. And it's what I would argue everybody else in the country needs to be choosing right now, which is choose law and order, not anarchy and instability, not chaos and destruction. Not I'm having a bad day, so therefore I can go out and do whatever the hell I want to do. I can burn down anything and justify it by yelling Black Lives Matter. I still go back to Black Lives Matter as an organization. Look at their chants of the last year nationwide. What do we want, dead cops? When do we want them now? Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Death to America, the same chant that they chant in the Middle East at the hands of terrorists. The Ayatollah in Iran, death to America, they chanted in California. I would argue that Black Lives Matter now is nothing more than a terrorist organization, and maybe not just a domestic terrorist organization, but also a financial Ponzi scheme. Look at what has just come out with the Ponzi scheme. You've got two of the people that Black Lives Matter claimed, Mike Brown and Breonna Taylor's families, are now demanding answers. The same people that died, that Black Lives Matter raised money off their deaths, the families of Michael Brown and Breonna Taylor, two of the iconic victims in the Black Lives Matter movement, are questioning the funding of the movement, which Taylor's family calling the Louisville, Kentucky Black Lives Matter branch a fraud. This after the New York Post article was banned from social media, talking about the Black Lives Matter co-founder buying four different homes since 2016. Even New York City area Black Lives Matter leaders are calling for an independent investigation. Breonna Taylor's mother, a black woman killed by police during a raid in 2020 that became like the center of Black Lives Matter, charged the movement in her city as nothing more than a scam, saying, quote, "I have never personally dealt with Black Lives Matter Louisville and personally have found them to be a fraud." Michael Brown, the father of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old shot and killed by police officers in Ferguson, Missouri, asked Black Lives Matter a simple question: where is all the money going? Maybe the media should start doing their job on Black Lives Matter and the Ponzi scheme, which it clearly is. All right, lastly, do me a favor. Please make sure that you screenshot, take a picture of you listening to this podcast and share it with your family and friends. We've been shut out of social media to promote this podcast, so we need you guys to be our army, to help us spread the word. We will do everything we can to bring you an amazing podcast every day. We just ask that you please tell your family and friends and help this podcast grow. Without you guys, we don't exist, so thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. Thank you for telling your family and friends about us, and I'll leave it at that. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.